Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, a new book highlights a study that shows people can be happy and prosperous adults even if their parents give them what?
A disease?
No.
No. If they give them...
This is something parents give children at the very beginning of their lives.
Oh, and that and would seem to militate against happiness.
In some cases, yes.
Okay. Is it like a circumcision?
No.
It's got to be something something that you think of as bad. Well, there's all this stuff, and it's not going to be vaccines. It's too serious.
Or I'll give you a hint. I shouldn't give you a hint? Okay.
Well, no, give me a hint, but don't give it away. Okay.
All right, so you want a hint, but not much of a hint.
Right.
Okay.
Just give me a hand. All right.
It turns out that Johnny Cash's friend Sue turned out all right.
The gender opposite name.
Well, weird names to begin with.
Strange names.
Mm-hmm. Turns out everybody's thought that there's been studies to show that if you have an odd name, you won't do it as well in life. But the New York Times says that the authors of the book Bad Baby Names have interviewed many adults who survived grade school despite being christened Candy Store or Merry Christmas, real names that in the past would have been seen as one-way tickets to misery throughout life, or if they were lucky, maybe work as a five-diamond escort at the Emperor's Club. But best case scenario, though. But even George Empty, Hysteria Johnson, King Arthur, and Candy Store, plus a variety of Imas, such as I'm a hog, I'm a pig, I'm a muskrat, I'm a nut, and I'm a hooker. They all turned out to be normal, well-adjusted people. Co-author Michael Sherrod said, quote, they were very proud of their names, almost overly proud. Although I'm a hooker did go by Kristen. They did get...
It's Ema.
He goes on. They did get a little tired of hearing the same jokes, but they liked having an unusual name because it made them stand out, unquote. Or at least so said one of the subjects of their study, Ms. I'm a deluding myself of Passaic, New Jersey.
Now, some birth names are tough to deal with, which is why you get a nickname like Mo.
Yeah. Now,
Roxanne, a doctor in Springfield, Oregon, says the upcoming men's college basketball tournament is the perfect time for men to finally go ahead and do what?
All right. I know I read this. I think it's a vasectomy.
You're right. It is a vasectomy.
Okay.
But then again, you always think it's a vasectomy. So listen up, men. You know how...
Was
you
that a guess?
No. I read this.
That would be frightening if that was
freaky,
just a random guess. Now, you know, guys, that you want to enjoy every single minute of every single game of March Madness, but your boss is not going to let you stay home and watch basketball all day. So, here's what you do. You go get a vasectomy. Boom, instant sick day. Two of them. Oh, sorry, guys, can't make the 2 o'clock meeting. I got to heal up. You sit around the house. Gingerly, but you sit around the house. Of course, some men might be saying, sounds good. Sounds interesting. But what if later on in my life I would like to have children? Well, if you're dumb enough to get a vasectomy just so you can stay home and watch a basketball game, perhaps it would be best for all of us if you did not reproduce.
They could schedule a vasectomy reversal and do the same thing.
You think so?
You could do it every other year.
It's great. Is it the biennial vasectomy?
Right. Okay. I think at some point you run out of vas, but...
Yeah.